Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. This is Prophetess Carolyn with His Heart Speaks radio broadcast. I am so excited to be on the air tonight, guys. We are just excited about the things that God is doing in the earth in this hour and in His people. As you guys know, today we have a very special guest with us, Minister Evelyn Green. I know her as Trees. Trees, can you hear me?
Yes! How are you, Prophetess Carolyn? How are you?
Oh, my. I am wonderful. I am wonderful. I was so excited because, you know, I was thinking, I was like, oh, God, you know, He is doing some awesome things in the lives of His people. I mean, we grew up together. We're like family. We are family. And
yes.
Then just to know that now God is connecting us to do mighty work in the kingdom for His name's sake. It is so exciting. And so I am so honored to have you on today. So we're going to just jump right on in. I always open in a word of prayer, and so I'm going to just open up and just thank God and just bless His name. Father, we thank You for this broadcast today. We honor You, Lord God. We praise You, Lord. We just thank You, Father, for the awesomeness that You are. We thank You for being our Father, our Savior, our Lord. Oh, God, we give You glory, honor, and praise. Father, we just thank You for Your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord God, we just welcome You, Holy Spirit, to just work Your wonders over the airwaves. We thank You for every caller. Oh, God, we just lift up the name of Jesus, hallelujah, on today. And God, and we are expecting great things to happen on this time, on this hour. So we just give You glory, honor, and we give You praise, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So
hallelujah.
I don't, you know, I hear sometimes, you know, I get on these shows and I hear and I'm learning, but I hear, and sometimes, you know, not just with the radio broadcast, you know, different things that people are doing, some people are doing, and they just jump right in. But I'm telling you, I have to jump in with a word of prayer because I cannot do anything. The Bible tells us that in Him we live, we move, and we have our being. And so before I ever take a move, I always do my prayer, just thanking God and asking Him to watch over the airwaves, you know, blotting out any kind of distractions or anything like that. So I'm just thanking God for the opportunity to pray and just bless His name on today. So I am just, I'm going to just ask you a few questions, but I want you to just, you know, just tell us a little bit about yourself. As I was doing some interviews and just inviting people, first I was asking God, what is it that You want me to do? Send some people my way or send me some, you know, some ways of the people in the past of those, you know, who has really experienced life, but now we experience life on the other end. You know, we experience life in the world, and now we are experiencing life as vessels, as sons and daughters of the Most High God. And sometimes, you know, when we go through those things, some of us don't want to share our testimony. Some of us shy away from it. And I do believe in firmly sharing testimony, but I also believe that we should be led by the Holy Ghost, because sometimes God doesn't want us to release everything. He wants us to release a portion. And so that's why I'm always adhering, just listening to what the voice of God, what He be saying and what He's telling us to do, to make sure that we are moving in season. And so as I was praying and asking God, okay, God, who am I to reach out to? And He gave me two other women of God, but He also gave me You. And I was like, yes, yes, Lord Jesus, okay. And I was excited about that. And so I want you to just go ahead and take the opportunity to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll jump into some questions. How about that?
Amen. Well, I am Mrs. Green now, Evelyn Green, and formerly, like my family has said, that she know me as Trees, and a lot of people know me as Trees as growing up, but, you know, God gave me that name change, you know, and I didn't even like Evelyn at first, and when God began to change my life and mature me and grow me in the things of God, I began to grab hold to the meaning of my name and what it means, and just being appreciative for my name. You know, so God's given me a different last name, Green, and I'm just excited about that. I thank God for the opportunity that He's given me to speak on this airways. And
Amen.
it's just was a great opportunity. And when I received the call, I was just so amazed at God and his mighty works, you know, and
yes.
how he hand-picks you for certain assignments, you know, and it's just
mm-hmm.
wonderful. It's awesome how God does things, you know, because we don't have to put ourselves out there. We don't have to worry about certain things in the politics of church and all of that, you know, because God knows your name. He knows your
right.
name. And so
right.
you in your prayer time and praying and asking God and moving by his spirit, you know, called and asked if I would be a part of this. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
and of course, you know, it just resonated with my spirit. I didn't have to go in deep prayer and intercession. You know, I gave an
right.
answer because God,
right.
you know, prompted me and already let me know these are the things that he's going to be allowing me to do. So when I received the
Hallelujah.
Call, I was like, okay, God, well, I yield to you. You know,
Hallelujah.
Hey, I'm just your
yeah.
vessel, Lord. Yes.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
you know, I have one daughter, Deja, she's
Amen.
A young lady on the move for Christ that God is
Amen.
Changing her life every single day. You know, she's moving close and closer to God, you know, and I was a single parent for so long, many, many, many years. And as I reflect back on it, awesome things that God has done by giving me that gift, my seed, the gift, Deja,
mm-hmm.
he
mm-hmm.
blessed me with her. You know, and I'm just excited about that. I'm excited about that. And just to share a part of my life, just a portion of what God has done in my life and how he's just turned things around when I least expected my life to turn
mm-hmm.
around, he did it. You know, and so he blessed me with to be able to still have my parents. I have a
mm-hmm.
Handsome, mighty man of God that God brought in my life.
A sister,
I have a sister, and niece and nephew, and I just love them all. I love my entire family. We are close, and Prophetess Curly, you know that. I love family. You know, I take nothing from my family, you know, because when all else fails, God allows your family to be
mm-hmm.
there, you know, and,
that's
you,
right.
and your loved ones to be around you and love on you, you know, and that's what I know, love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've experienced
mm-hmm.
love on so many levels, you know, of love. And so, again,
yeah.
you know, I'm Evelyn, and that's me, you know, with no titles and all of that, you know, I'm just a vessel
yeah.
yielded to God, willing to be used, and thanking God for enlarging my territory.
Amen, amen. Well, I do have
amen.
Some things. In one of my posts, I put up a minister, and I'm going to tell you why in just a few short minutes. Because I have to be obedient unto God. One of the things I noticed is that you and when we connected, from the moment we started connecting, you know, because we had lost contact with each other. I mean, I moved here to Texas and, you know, all the things that we experienced in life, and I just kind of lost contact with everybody. But then when the Lord allowed us to get connected again, and the first time we talked on the phone, we started talking about how good God is and all the awesome
yeah.
things that he had done. And I'm telling you, it was like my spirit began to leap. Big time, because I could hear you through the airwaves. I could hear you through the phone line. I mean, I said, my God, look at what you're doing. This woman of God is on fire, you know, for the Lord. And that is so, you know, exciting to know. You know, it's a blessing when we can just, you know, go back and just talk to those that we grew up with, that know a little bit about some of the things that we have experienced. But it's a blessing when we can go back and see that God has done an awesome thing, is doing awesome things in our lives. One of the things that I put that the Lord gave me to share today as a title was Then and Now. And because the title of the theme of my show is His Heart Speaks, I go with what it is, what's on the heart of God. And we know that in this hour, many, many times people talk about blessings financially. We're not even going to go there, because what I hear God is saying in my spirit is that he's looking for souls. And he's looking for those who to come forth and to share, you know, to just witness, be a witness and inspire those who may be struggling in some areas. And so what I want to do is stand back and just allow you to share whatever it is that you want to share about you, but I also want you to allow God to use you to encourage the people and to encourage the callers who may perhaps be stuck and what I call stuck in a rut. Because, you know, sometimes when we experience life, I mean, life happens, we experience it, but we want the people to understand and to know that what God has for them is for them, and it doesn't matter where they came from, where they've been, what they've done, but what matters is that God is still in control. And so I'm going to step back and turn it over to you and just allow you, just let the Lord use you the way that he want to use you on today.
Amen. Glory to God. Well, God, we just thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. And as the souls are listening on the airways, Lord, I ask you to touch each and every one of them. Now, Deuteronomy 31:6 says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. The Lord is with you. He will never leave or forsake you. And so many times as women, single women, you know, you get lonely, you get despaired, you know, you trying to figure out how to do things as a single parent. It's no handbook on being a parent, you know, mm-hmm. and you sit there and you try to figure out things and how bills are going to get paid and if I transition to this job and I'm getting EBT, which is food stamps right now, and getting TANF and all of these things in life that comes in each stage and phase in our life. All of these things are necessary. And because mm-hmm. we fall short sometimes that's what causes us to get stuck in a rut, because mm-hmm. we try to figure out how certain things are going to be put in place, and we want things right now. We want things right yeah. now, and for God to just show us right now what he can do. But everything is a process. Everything mm-hmm. is a process, mm-hmm. and because you might see your neighbor here, and they might be doing this, or you might see sister so-and-so, or brother so-and-so in church, and they praising God, and they got that testimony, praise God right along with them. Because all my right. many years, when I had my child and being single and trying to figure out everything in my head and what I'm going to do and working two jobs and pregnant, 8 months still pressing on and working two jobs and trying to make ends meet and having my own place. But when God allowed me to birth this child, he began to show me some things. And I knew from my grandmother that, okay, you know, God, what am I to do? You know, what should I do? And, you know, and I was always a person that's strong and go-getter, you know. And mm-hmm. so having that in mind and saying, okay, God, how do you want to use this situation that I'm in? And I'm seeing where I'm going to be a single parent. I got to do this. I can't turn my back. I'm not giving my child away. I'm not mm-hmm. having no abortion, and which I've had an abortion before, you know. And so mm-hmm. so many times, you know, we want to hold back on part of things that God has delivered us from and set us free from, you know. But I have mm-hmm. to just be honest and just open myself up, because this is what God is telling me to do, you know. And so mm-hmm. many times, you know, even in today's society, they have given our young people, our young girls, and telling them it's okay to take the morning after pill, and, you know, but mm-hmm. that's a modern day abortion, you know. You can't,
right,
you,
right.
you don't want to do that. You know, you're saying, oh, it's just a clot of blood. No, it's not just a clot of blood. It's a baby forming that what God
yes.
is doing. And we can't murder. We're murderous if we do that. We keep using
right.
that as an option. Even saints as well,
mm-hmm.
taking their kids out
now.
Of jail
that's right.
and causing them to have abortions and telling them they're in college. Well, take that pill. Didn't they say they had this pill for you? Take this pill, you know, because they just put themselves in a situation, you know. But you can't do that, because you got to be true to God's word. What does his
right.
word say? His
right.
word says
that's
he'll
right.
never leave or forsake us. That's what his
right,
word says.
Right.
And so we have to grab
right.
hold to his word. We have to begin, just like you want to be out there and you want a man hugging you, you want him holding you, you know, ask God. Ask God to
mm-hmm.
wrap his arms around you. I had to do
yeah.
these things. I had to take time out. I had to say, okay, God, I'm in this situation. Hey, I got to do what I got to do, you know. And so I did that. God seen me through that season of my life, healthy 6-pound girl. I mean, God is so amazing. He's so good. You know, that he gave me the mindset and the boldness to say, no, I'm not having another abortion. No matter what the influences were around me, no matter what advice someone else gave me, but God gave me the inside of me to know in my loin to know that don't even do that no more. You're ruining your temple. You're ruining your body. So don't do that. You know, and then sometimes, you know, you feel like you might have someone to turn to, but God is there. He's listening. He's listening to our cries. You know, and I think back when I was living in a government subsidized apartment, you know, and I said, God, I thank you, because I had to give up another apartment because I had to come down some. I had to make sure I can afford where I was staying, you know, and bless the name of the Lord that he gave me a government-subsidized apartment, and I was able to pay my rent and be faithful. And sometimes I couldn't even pay that because hours were cut back on the job. But God is faithful. He is faithful.
Yes, he is.
And I wasn't even serving the Lord. I wasn't even serving him during the time when I had this child. But I knew what my grandmother said. I knew what my grandmother taught me. And so I leaned on that and those things that she instilled in me, and going to church Sunday after Sunday, week after week, every day, being in Bible study and on our knees and praying. I said, okay, well, Lord, if you're real, you're going to have to prove yourself to me. And Lord knows, sure and behold, he proved himself to me.
Yes,
and
he will do
that
it.
Child, and when she was 4 years old, and she had a friend, and she wanted to go to church, and she wanted to do like her friend was doing, singing in the choir, you know. And I had to do that because this child was starting to lead the way. You know, I was like, okay, Lord, you know, and going to church, letting her participate in, I wasn't just sending her. I was taking her. But I wasn't thinking about the Lord. I was just taking my child because I wanted to meet a new kid.
Keep it real. That's right. Keep it real.
Doing, you know, so I wasn't thinking about him and serving and all of those things, you know, that come with church politics. I wasn't doing none of that. You know, I was just taking my child because it was just like some like ballet dancing. Okay, well, let me just take her on there. You know, this is what she wants to do. Her friend is doing. Okay, well, let's do it. Until God stopped pricking my heart. Start dealing with me. That word start getting in there. That's why we don't have to worry about family members. That's why we don't have to worry when we got to have used us to speak into someone's life, and you might not see the fruit of that yet. You don't have to worry because it's not our job to do that. After we've spoken what God said, speak to an individual, which is his soul, a soul that he wants, and he would give the increase. He would do it. He would do
it. He will.
And so there on, a daughter began to go, and God began to work on me, and that word kept coming in and slapping me, oh, my God. And I kept getting convicted. I'm like, oh, my God, until one day. And I walked on down there and said, here I go, Lord. But when I made that walk, when I took that walk, oh, everything was going on in my head, and I'm doing this, and I still got this going on. And all that was going on in my head, and when I left, and I felt so good, and I'm heading home, and I'm like, okay. Then I had like a wake-up call, like, okay, you just did this, but how about you got this man living with you? So what are you going to do now? You got this man living in your home, you know, and not just a man living there, but he's married. So now what?
Yeah.
And you know what I did? I said, you know what, Lord? I'm going to pull on you because this is what you say. This is what I've been taught by my grandmother. I got to trust you. So now I want you to reveal yourself to me, Lord. I'm not going to try to do none of all of this. I'm not going to do like I see other people doing, be traditional and running around and doing all this. I just want you to build me and create in me a clean heart. That's what I want you to do, Lord, for me. Save my soul today, and I want a clean heart. So he began to do those things. And I began to have that man still come in that apartment. And when he still came in that apartment, I was praying. I was on my knees, and I was looking in the Word. And then he started going to church, too, and praising God seemingly. Seemed that way. He began to go with me, and we get all dressed up, going like we're a family. And no good well in a daughter's relationship. But I'm going to church. I'm still pressing on. I'm not worrying about what anybody's thinking. I'm going on. I'm pressing on. And as I begin to press on, and God said, no more sleeping with them. I'm going to remove mm-hmm. it from the home, but no more sleeping. No more fornicating.
Amen.
Right. I'm going to deliver you.
Won't he
that.
Do it?
I'm going to clean you
my
up.
God.
He said,
yeah.
Yes. Yes, he would do it. He said,
he will do
mind.
It.
It begins
yes, he will.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Crawl
yes.
On
yes.
Come on. No
yes.
more. No more fornicating. Keep your penis
right.
up. You know, keep your
right.
cookies. Like we tell our young people,
right.
keep your cookies.
Don't keep
your
the cookies.
Cookies
right.
You know,
right,
so
right.
I said, God, okay,
right.
okay. But then, Lord, he going to be thinking that I'm sleeping with somebody else. If I don't do that, God said, you're going to trust me, you're going to trust me. I said, well, God, I'm going to trust you. I begin to talk
Amen.
To God every day. I begin to build that relationship with him. Just like I did the earthly man, talking to him every
mm-hmm.
day, got to trust him, got to know him. Then he started moving clothes in and everything. That's what I'm doing with God now. I begin to talk to
mm-hmm.
him every day. I said, God, you know what? I just love you. I just thank you for accepting me. I just thank you, Lord, for cleaning me up, Lord. And then he began to
Amen.
Do these things. But it almost cost me my life when I told him, man, no, no more sleeping with you. No more of that. I can't do that anymore. You know, what do you mean you can't do that anymore? And I said, well, you're going to have to, I just can't do that no more. I'm not feeling right going to church every Sunday and going there, sitting there in that Bible study and my daughter that God to bless me with and sitting, laying in the other room. And I'm in here, I'm sitting, I'm trying to tell her something and she's hearing something else and I'm doing this. I said, I can't do this no more. Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
you can't do this no more. And one day he came there from working, raging mad and fiery mad. I can see it in his eyes and just picking about things. And next thing I know, God started moving him out. He said, you know what? You ain't got to lay with me no more. You got to, I mean, choke me till I had no life. I couldn't even breathe. But all I could do in the inside of me was say, Jesus, the blood of
mm-hmm.
Jesus, the blood of
the
Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
And he began to release me. And he left out there home. And I didn't even see him anymore. And I thank
Amen.
God for true deliverance. I thank God
Amen.
For that. I thank God for that opportunity of him using and showing me so that I can be able to tell this right now to today. You know, how women,
Amen.
You're shacking up, you're living with men, and that's not your husband. You're believing, you're going to church, and you're struggling, and you're trying to make decisions, you know. Well, pull back and just let God do it. Let him be
right,
with
and
you.
A lot of,
let him change
right.
your heart.
Right, exactly, and
mm-hmm.
that's what we have to do. It's a, you know, that's an awesome testimony, I'm telling you, and that's what we have to do. We have to pull back and allow God to do what it is that he wants to do with us. And I want to thank you so much for sharing that testimony and just sharing that, because somebody on the line needed to hear that. And even if it's not in a relationship, you know, with the opposite sex, it could be they could be dibbling and dabbling into a little bit of this and a little bit of that, because there's so much that's going on in this hour. But as you said, we have to learn how to trust God, and then also
yes.
understand that God will never leave us nor forsake us. Even when you were speaking and you said he was still with you, he was still blessing you, and you hadn't came on in yet. But that's just the kind
no.
of God he is. You know, even as
yeah.
we go through stuff in life, he still dispatches angels over us. So I just want to thank God
yeah.
for you and sharing with
yeah.
us today.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that was a powerful testimony. I do need to tell you, we have just a few more seconds left. I do need to tell you this. As I was putting up my last post, and the Lord said, minister. And I said, okay, because at first, you know, my original post that I put up there, the flyer, I put Evelyn Treece Green. And as I was writing, sharing the post on my LinkedIn and on the Facebook again, the Lord said, put minister Evelyn Green. And I said, okay, God. And so this is what I'm just telling you. You know, this is what God was saying to me, that she's a minister, she's a prophetess, she is a woman of God. And so whatever it is that God has called you to do in this season, he has already paved the way for you. He has already opened up the doors. He has already have people in set that's going to come and sow into your ministry, the one that God is giving you. And so what I want you to do is prepare, be ready, because God is about to open up some doors that can't no man close, even if they dare to try to close. And, of course, there's going to be some people coming, throwing some backlashes.
Yes,
but you know what God said? I got you because you trust him. You are standing on faith. You are doing the work of the Lord, and you are walking in boldness and in faith. So I'm telling you, woman of God, you just keep on keeping on doing what the Lord has told you to do because he is about to do some awesome things in your life. And this testimony on here tonight, people are going to hear it, and their lives are going to be changed because they need to hear it, especially as women of God, especially as women of God. So, woman of God, you stay focused. You keep on doing the work of the Lord. You keep that fire going because that Holy Ghost fire is there, and you watch God move. He's about to do some awesome things in your life.
Thank you.
So I want to thank you. I want to thank you again. Amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
So I want to, God, we give you glory on tonight. Thank you, Lord. So I want to thank you again for joining in. Callers, I want to thank you guys for joining in. We are going to have you back. I'm going to keep listening to the Lord, but I'm going to wait it out. And whenever God said call her back, we're going to have you back because I know you got
praise
a mighty
God.
Word in you. And so when the Lord releases me, we're going to have you to come back and do a teaching on here. But we're going to wait on God because I know he's aiming that way. He's coming that way. He's sending fruit your way. He's sending people your way that's going to be with you and not be poking holes in the boat that you're on. He's going to move those people out of the way who speak against you, the people that who can't see the vision for the kingdom of God. He's going to move them out of the way, and he's going to plant the right people in your area, in your life, for the right for this season.
Yes.
This is your season, says the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. So, guys, we want to thank you again. This is Prophetess Carolyn with my guest. A minister, hallelujah,
Amen.
Evelyn
hallelujah,
Green,
Jesus.
On the line with us tonight. I want to thank you guys for joining in on His Heart Speaks. We'll see you guys again on next Monday at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I love you guys. I love you, minister. You guys be blessed.
Love
Amen.
You too, Prophetess Carolyn.
All right. Amen. All right. Bye-bye.